ونستعينه ونستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Have the taqwa of Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, living in the month of the Hijjah, and not too long ago, approximately 2 weeks ago, to bring the memory of the standing of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Arafah to our memory. About 2 weeks ago, approximately, or less, 1400 years approximately ago, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood in Arafah, or before enter Arafah, and he gave his famous khutbah. I want to present the khutbah today to you. Read the khutbah for you today, and you can see how much time did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spend addressing the ummah, addressing the Muslims, giving them the farewell speech, giving the guidance and the direction for the ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him, the ummah that Allah had chose to be the leading ummah. The words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about 5 or 6 lines the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed it the hundreds of thousands of the Sahaba came to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of them they got to see him for the first time in their life, and some of them they got to see him for the last time in their life. Some who had observed and lived with the Prophet, and some who never had saw the Prophet before, but they heard that the Prophet will go for Hajj, the first and was the final Hajj. So everybody from everywhere, from Medina, from Mecca, the surrounded area, they came to see the Prophet of Allah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he entered Arafah, in the ninth days of the Hijjah, he stood in his camel and he addressed the people by saying, إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا أَلَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مِنْ أَمْرِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ تَحْتَ قَدَمِي مَوْضُوعٌ ودماء الجاهلية موضوعة، وإن أول دم أضع من دمائنا دم ابن ربيعة ابن الحارث، كان مسترضعا في بني سعد فقتلته هذي. وربا الجاهلية موضوع، وأول ربا أضع ربانا ربا عباس بن عبد المطلب، فإنه موضوع كله. فاتقوا الله في النساء، فإنكم أخذتموهن بأمان الله واستحللتم فروجهن بكلمة الله، ولكم عليهن ألا يوطئن فروشكم أحدا تكرهونه، فإن فعلن ذلك فاضربوهن ضربا غير مبرح، ولهن عليكم رزقهن وكسوتهن بالمعروف. وقد تركت فيكم ما لم تضلوا بعده إن اعتصمتم به كتاب الله، وأنتم تسألون عني فما أنتم قائلون؟ قالوا نشهد أنك قد بلغت وأديت ونصحت. فقال بإصبعه السبابة يرفعها إلى السماء وينكتها إلى الناس، اللهم اشهد اللهم اشهد 3 مرات. This is the khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to thousands of the Muslims, to the best generation that ever been exist after the prophets and the messengers, addressing the Sahaba in the day of Arafah, less than 3 minutes. This is the khutbah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had started by telling them, indeed your blood, your property, your honor is sacred. It's sacred. The same way like this city is sacred. The same way that this day is sacred. The same way is this month is sacred. Your property, your blood, and your honor have to be treated the same way. And say, إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ your blood. Of course we understand that nobody go and will kill his own self, or nobody will go and he shed the blood of his own self. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ your blood. Because the blood of another Muslim is equal the same as your blood. There is no difference between your blood and his blood or her blood. There is no difference between your property that you work hard to own it and that you earn it, and the property of the other Muslims. The same way that you respect your property, the same way you respect your blood, the same way that you respect your honor, you have to respect the blood of others and the property of others and the honor of others, and to understand that it's respected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the month of Dhul-Hijjah to be a sacred month, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Mecca to be a sacred city, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made all the things to be respected and to be honored and not to be touched by anybody, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had claim and declare your blood and your honor and your property to be respected by each other. Brothers and sisters, listen to the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and see where is the Muslims nowadays to such a degree that some of the Muslims, their income and their living became a means by killing other Muslims, by killing other Muslims, by bombing other Muslims, by prison and jailing other Muslims. Where we are from the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it says that your blood, your honor is sacred, the same like Mecca is sacred. You could not fight in Mecca. You could not carry weapon in Mecca. You could not plug or cut the trees of Mecca. You could not make the birds, even the animals, you could not hunt the animals in Mecca. You could not make the birds care. Subhanallah. Everything that their safety due to the fact that living in the city of Allah that He has honored and make it Ummul Qura. The same way our blood and the blood of your Muslim brother, doesn't matter if he's black or white, doesn't matter if he's Arab or non-Arab, he still there is a dignity and respect and honor for his honor, his reputation, his property, and his blood. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has denied the matters of the Jahiliyyah, pre-Islam, and another word, let's say, anything which is not Islamically. That the people had invented, the people had fabricated, the people had shaped it and make it idols out it, and now they live for it and kill each other for it. As example, what they call it nowadays as democracy and others, colonialism and all kind of isms that the people made. All the Jahiliyyah, all the matters, all the affairs of the Jahiliyyah. That means anything which is not Islamically is opposite of the teaching of Allah and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a matter of Jahiliyyah. Because when you are learned, when you are educated, that you are educated about Islam. When you are learned, that you learn about the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the matter Allah didn't talk about it. You can be a doctor or engineer or electrician. Allah didn't mention any of these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made means and ways for people to earn their livelihood. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honor and talk highly about the knowledge of Islam, the knowledge of the Quran, the knowledge of the Sunnah, and this what it is. Anything else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it some of it lawful and some of it not lawful. Therefore, all the matters of Jahiliyyah, all the ideology of the Jahiliyyah, all the understanding and the ism of the people and mankind, that the gods they make, the gods they make, the laws they make, the thing that they judge themselves by it, is nothing but a man-made. This is nothing but Jahiliyyah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made way for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمِ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. Not the culture, not any other things that people judge by, killing each other for. أَلَا إِنَّ أَمْرِ الْجَهِلِيَّةِ. Everything of the Jahiliyyah, مَوْضُوعًا تَحْتَ قَدَمِي. It has no value. It has no respect. It has no dignity the same way you walk with your shoes in the dirt, on the sand, on the dirt in the street. So it has no meaning. It has no respect. Anything of the Jahiliyyah is mawdu'un tahta qadami. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specified two things of the matter of Jahiliyyah: the revenge and the blood of the Jahiliyyah, and the riba, the the hatred and the usury. The Jahiliyyah, and everything of Jahiliyyah, there is nothing is equal to the dirt. موضوعٍ تحت قدمي. And specifically the revenge of the Jahiliyyah. You kill one from my tribe, I go kill two of your tribes. You kill two of my tribes, I kill five of your tribes. You do something to my people, doesn't matter if it's fair or not fair, it's right, just cause or not, we have to revenge. The Prophet ﷺ said, this bloodshed and this revenge, موضوعٍ تحت قدمي, has no respect, has no honor, has no weight in the Sharia law. And remember, as the Prophet ﷺ, when he starts, he starts with his own self, talking about his own family first. And he says, that the blood of my family was having in the Jahiliyyah, it has to be gone. The usury of the Abbas, his uncle, it has to go. Brothers and sisters, look nowadays to our situation and how nations and communities and families and individuals been their own income, nothing but usury and interest. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had warned us against. And the Quran telling us, فَإِنِّي لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, i.e. if you don't give up dealing with usury and riba and interest, فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Be ready for a war between you Allah and His Messenger. How many nations, how many communities nowadays, they are living in a war between themselves and Allah. How they can be victorious? How they can win? How they can gain their property or their land or their family? So what's happened to the Muslims nowadays? Because they living in a matter of Jahiliyyah, they are not living in Islam. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after this, came to give his wasiyah in the middle of thousands of the Muslims. In a special day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't feel shy to talk about women and give a special admonishment about women. We don't need to wait for United Nations or rights of a human being or women live or anything like this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the best time and the best place and among this gathering said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَاءِ. Fear Allah. Because if you don't have the fear of Allah, what other thing is going to stop you to abuse your wife? He said, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَاءِ. That because you take them by the word of Allah, their private parts become lawful for you due to the fact that Allah make it lawful by Quran, by Sunnah. You have no other authority over them. You could not have them except that Allah make them lawful for you. So fear Allah. Fear Allah in your women. And you have to understand that you have a right over your wife as well as your wife has a right over you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it clear that no woman supposed or allowed to permit any person in his house, i.e. her husband's house, without his permission and approval. And if she does so, she deserves to be beaten. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ضَرْبًا غَيْرَ مُبَرِّحٍ, that you beat them, but not as a revenge, not to try to deal with him as if she is your enemy, but a matter of discipline, a matter of correction, because she does not respect your absence. Just she allows somebody in your kingdom, in your place, without your permission. So the husband has a right over the wife to such a degree as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told us, if it's permissible for a human being to prostrate to another human being, he will command the woman to prostrate to her husband. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if they did so, you allow to beat them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, and they have a right over you. They have a right over you that you have to feed them, you have to shelter them, that you have to clothe them. Islam doesn't say to the woman, go and earn a dollar. Islam doesn't say we need a second income for the house. Islam made the house for the woman because she's responsible about the children. She is the maker of the future generation of the Muslim Ummah, and she needs to be protected and to be preserved and to be in a security and safe place. She don't have to be hustling for the dollar. We could not imitate nations with everything. Islam has given the woman the respect and the dignity and the place for her, and she doing a job which even some men could not do it. Islam didn't ask for her to be a truck driver or a fire truck driver or to be this and that. And with all the philosophy and Bible talking, we need female nurse, we need female this and this, we need female this and that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has a nation, he has a community. They were human beings like us. There was need there for the Muslim community, but he did not push the woman out of the house for her to make the dollar and to be professional in this and that. We need our women to be professional in raising children. This is the most important job for a Muslim woman to do, and to serve the Muslim community by raising the proper Muslim children. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, indeed I had left with you something. You never can go astray as long you hold fast to it. If the Muslims, they don't hold fast to it, if the Muslims, they don't want the book of Allah, if the Muslims, they don't want their constitution to be Islam, if the Muslims looking to East and West and they try to imitate the kuffar in everything, and if they don't have a political system in their book, they don't have a social system in their book, they don't have an economic system in the Quran, why are they looking to the right, to the left? Because the Muslim Ummah, in general, they neglected the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, if you hold fast to it, you never can go astray. We lost our property, we lost our lands, we lost our families, and we lost our women, and we keep losing every day, and the Muslim Ummah in general, they lost their dignity, and now they became rushing to the kuffar, begging them, kissing their hands for them to allow them to do this or to do that. Why? Because they neglected Allah's way, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ignored them and left them alone. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in this short khutbah, indeed you're going to be questioned about me, i.e. in the day of a judgment. What you going to say to Allah? Will he ask you, did I send a messenger to you? Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach you? Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warn you? What did you do people about? You're going to be questioned about me. What you going to say? And the Sahaba said, O Messenger of Allah, indeed you had delivered the message. O Messenger of Allah, you have taught us, you advise us, you admonish us, you did everything. Indeed, you carry your job, you carry your duty, you deliver it, you did what you're supposed to do. And here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raising his finger to the sky, say, O Allah, be witness. Be witness on those people. I did my job as a prophet. I did my job as a messenger. I did the best as I can as a human being, as a prophet, as a messenger of Allah. You be the witness. Brothers and sisters, this 5 minutes, this 6 lines that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it, among almost 100,000 of the Sahaba, talking to that time and talking to us today, we need to examine the khutbah of the Prophet. Living in the month of the Hijjah, bring this memory to our mind, seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting on his camel addressing the Muslims in the valley of Urana, Unnamirah, and after this he will go and lead them in Salah, Salat al-Zuhr and Salat al-Asr, and after this he enter Arafah, standing there calling in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still written, and the words is still there, and indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never change the condition of a nation or a people until they change what in their own self first. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. The cure is there, the medicine is there, and Allah has given us the direction, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam already had told us, don't be stubborn with Allah, don't be stubborn with Allah. There is no other cure. As individual, as families, as communities, as societies, as a government, the medicine and the cure been given. Now, like you say, you can take the horse to the water, but you could not make the horse drink. But we have to understand, if we did not drink, we're going to be thirsty. We're going to remain thirsty until we drink. It's not that there is no water. The water is there. But we think that we can be content and satisfied by drinking milk, drinking alcohol, drinking orange juice. Subhanallah, Allah made something for the water, nature, and He said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Allah make every living thing depend on water. Our water is the book of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no other things will satisfy you or can substitute even still a drink. You can drink orange juice, you can drink tea, you can drink milk, but you never can satisfy yourself. You still need water. Our water is the deen of Allah. Return back to the book of Allah, to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Indeed, incumbent upon Allah to give victory to the believers. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, just coming back from the school of Hajj, and I thank Allah and I pray that Allah will accept my praise to Him and make me in a position to praise Him. I would like to tell you from now, you need to prepare yourself from now to go to make Hajj. At least if you die before next Hajj, you have your intention. Brothers, you need to go for Hajj. Sisters, you need to go for Hajj. You need to go through the training program that cleans your hearts, cleans your mind, cleans you and teaches you patience, sabr, and endurance, and a lot that I can tell you. And believe it or not, every year you go, you learn something new. And every year you go, you see something you didn't see before. I could not tell you. You need to go and see for yourself. You need to answer the call of Allah. It's enough dragging your feet. Make your preparation from now. The car, you bought a car. A wife, you already get married. The degree, you got the degree. The house, you got the house. Why are you turning away from Allah? Don't waste more time. Come to Allah, because Allah is saying, وَمَنْ أَتَيْنِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلًا. Whosoever come walking to me, I will come running to him. My brothers and sisters in Islam, believe me, I thought about you in Hajj, and I was thinking to bring some gifts for many of you. I'm not going to lie to you to say to all of you, but to most of you, I want to bring gifts. But my group this time was double. Usually we take one bus, this time we have two buses, 120 Hajj. And I have to do my best to serve them. And with more time and more problems and more everything, I didn't have the time even to buy gifts from my own children. But I want to tell you one thing. I remember you all. And for those who asked me to make dua for them, I did. And for those who did not ask me, I made dua for them. And I made dua to all the Muslims of Colombia. I made dua to all the Muslims everywhere. And I pray that Allah will accept it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. This is the only thing I can say. With a heart humble before Allah, I ask Allah to bless the Muslims in Colombia. And those who had asked me to make a special dua, I ask Allah to give them what they ask. And I made dua for all the Muslims everywhere. والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. Those who came after them, they say, oh Allah, forgive us and for our brothers who precede us in faith. Oh Allah, don't make any hard feeling in our hearts for the believers. So brothers, please forgive me for not bringing something back to you, but I try my best at least to include you in my dua. I have left the assistant imam, or the person who's in charge, the mosque, to make announcement in my absence. I don't know if he delivered it or not, but if he delivered it, alhamdulillah. If not, I'm going to do it again to make sure that I said it. Alhamdulillah, we had established a list for donators who make monthly donation. And we would like to keep this for the next 6 months at least, so we can make election, okay? Because this one of the requirement that you keep your donation, monthly donation, and also one of the requirements that you fill application of membership. You could not vote unless you are a member. The mosque is open for everybody, but those who concern about what they need to be a member. So you need to be a member by filling application, by keeping your donation, and also if you could not assist the mosque financially, you need to give at least 4 hours of working in the mosque every month. So I encourage all of you to keep with your donation, and if you did not have a membership, please do it. So inshallah, by July or maximum August, that we can make election. Now I want to make last announcement. Inshallah, 2 weeks from now, I'm planning to give a special khutbah. And inshallah, remind me if I forget next week, that I remind you again. So please, make sure don't to come 5 minutes before 2. I want you to come 5 minutes before 1:30. i.e. 1:25, so you can hear every word I'm going to say. It's a khutbah that I thought about it while in Mecca, while I'm going in Hajj, and I feel that I was too soft, that I didn't present it. And I feel that by being soft that I was cheating you. And I have to say it to you. Regardless you like what you going, I'm going to say or not, I want to deliver something that I believe strongly that is very important to be delivered. So I'm letting you know from now, you need to come 1:25 so you can hear what I'm going to say. And you can bring your tape recorder so you can record her. You can record the khutbah. And if you know anybody who in Islamic field or work in any mosque or organization in Colombia, ask them to come so they can hear what I'm going to say. If anybody in any organization in Columbia, South Carolina, I want at least one person to come so he can go back and tell the people what I said. So I will free myself in front of Allah. I thank Allah for giving me a safe return, but now I'm here more committed than what I left. And I want to do more, and I want to serve more, and I want open everything that I know. I want to give it to the community, and I want to be able to be aware about it. I have no problem that you bring your tape recorder. When you talk, you make a lot of mistakes, different from when you write. But as I always telling you, I'm a human being. My mistakes is more than my good work. But I will say it in sincerity, seeking Allah's pleasure, and if it's helpful for you, inshallah, try to work on the nasiha. If you don't think it's applied to you, act as if you didn't hear the khutbah before. Not this khutbah coming, but the one coming after this, inshallah. I beg Allah's forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims everywhere, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our iman, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with a hajj to his house the coming year, inshallah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who hear the admonishment and the advice and follow the best in what it been said. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.